Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ikrot HaRa'aya, which is just, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, the letters of Maran HaRav Zatzal, the wisdom, the insight, the beauty, the grandeur, the splendor. I love it. Unfortunately, because of the large volume of Shiurim that we have to give, we don't. And various topics, various series that we've been conducting, Siyata Dishmaya, we don't spend enough time on the Igros of the Rav, which are just phenomenal. So it's not because if there's any chesar in the Igros, it's a chesar in the amount of time we have in the day, in the Kochos. So this is a letter, Tafresh Mem Hei, that's the Osios of the Igros, of the Igeres. This was written in Yafo, in the Rav, where the Rav was Rav, in the second of Shvat, Tov Reish Ayin Dalet, 1914. Soon after, he'll end up in Europe for World War I. But here he's still in Yafo, and he writes, these are some of the most interesting letters of the Rav, or to his Talmud, who was a scholar and a Talmud of the Rav, and also a scholar. Chavivi Hayokor, Rav Chosid, Oitzel Chemdo. Maher Levov, Mar Moshe, Dr. Zedel Shlita. Chol Asher Lecha, Rav Shalom. His name is Dr. Moshe Zedel. Calls him Mar Moshe, Dr. Zedel Shlita. And Rav Chosid. He's got a Mar, a doctor, a Rav, and a Chosid. שמחתני יקירי ביקרתך, אם כי נתהמתי קצת מקוצר רוחך. I was very happy to get your letter, but I was a little taken aback by your impatience, your shortness of spirit, as the Rav puts it. אשר לרוח נכון שכמותך רחימי לא יעתה. For to a correct spirit like yours, like your compassionate one, my beloved, or he writes, שכמותך רחימי, the one I love in Aramaic, lo yata ze lo matim lecha, that you should be so impatient. Lo davar reku ma shemesorat biyadeinu me'avoteinu chachmei olamim, liot chedvat Hashem ma'uzeinu, v'chedvat Hashem hu yesod chayim, tehom ha'emet ve'omka nitzchi. It is not something empty, the tradition in our hands from our avos, the wise men of the generations, that the joy of God should be our strength. And the joy of God is the foundation of life, the abyss of truth, and the depth, and the eternal depth. That you have to have this endless amount of simcha. Ore igayon amakor nishmat filosofia ta filosofia, reishita v'achrita, it's the light of logic and the source of the soul, of the philosophy of all philosophies, the beginning and the end. In other words, Rabbi Isai, it all comes down to being happy with God. And all of this inclination towards faith in God that never stops from any soul in its depth. And the whole path of life that leads one in this mute, unspoken inclination. Im kol chokhma v'kisharon v'yisod kol alitzut b'chayim shem lokhim banu b'tor b'nei Yisrael t'chelek ha'yoter ekri b'mut chayenu v'amshachat ha'yadut ha'mesoratit b'rayonu v'maseh em kol tachsiseh shem kol kach nisim kol kach habibim le'inyan esgav nekadosh kulam yachad m'yan ha'im l'ashet chayim shel chedvat Hashem ha'uzeinu. That's where all our life is about. We have this internal belief in God that never goes away. It's in our souls, whether we want it there, we don't want it there, whatever our Nefesh HaBemis wants or doesn't want, it doesn't really matter. Our soul, our godly soul is filled with Emunah Hashem. And we have our wisdom, we have our talents, and the foundation of all joy in life is this joy. That's our essence. our joy with God, Chedvat Hashem. And that's how we continue the tradition, in idea and in deed, with all of the different laws, all the different customs that are so elevated, so beloved, so filled with a sublime and holy content. They are all of our tradition is filled with this life force of joy with God, Chedvat Hashem Ma'uzeinu, based on the Pasuk. Hamachshir et kol ha'atzpanut ha'modernit, that prepares all of this modern sadness. Those are my atzbanut, like today, modern Hebrew, they say atzbani, I don't think that was a word back then. But he means the sadness. Letapech legilat levav v'chedvat chayim, that's going to be transformed. All of the modern sadness is going to be transformed to the joy of the heart and the joy of life. Ki yesh schar lefu'latech v'yesh tikva la'acharitech. There is schar for your pu'ulos and there is hope for your end, as the Lord said to Rachel. Lefu'lata klal u'pu'lata prat, la'acharita klal la'acharita prat. And kol kach mishtalvim zein zeh, the klal and the prat go together, and they are both going to have schar for their pu'ulos, they are both going to have hope for their end. Mitachadim zeim ze kol kach echad memulam mizohar oro v'chedvato shel chavero, ad shekol yeshar lev lo yuchal la'avdil u'afrid ben shneihem. And this year should be a schus for Avi Mor and Imi Morasi, and the schus Harav Baruch Hertz ben Sarah Tzipora and Matan ben Sarah and Chayu Chavifega bas Michal Dispasia b'soch sha'ar chole Yisrael. So you can't distinguish between the two, between the klal and the prat, the individual and the community. We are so united, we are so incorporated, one with the other. And we both have hope. We both have hope for a happy ending. We both have lives filled, the individual and the community, have lives filled with joy. And they should be, anyway. What are you so impatient? What's the problem? What are you so nervous for? V'achukim, agdarim, v'asyagim, lo tanchumim anu tzichim lekabel lehem. And the laws and the fences, we don't have to receive tanchumin, we don't have to receive condolences for them, but rather they are a great source of eternal happiness. They, all of these laws, actualize and emphasize our essence in all of its clarity, our spiritual perfection, and our ethical perfection, both on an individual and at a community level. They are all dependent and intertwine with this great mosaic of filled with life that flows through the generations, that laws are written, and that laws that are written fill all of their essence. In other words, we have these amazing laws that go past from generation to generation, and they fill us with life, with their tremendous gavatamatzlit, their noble pride, and their exaltedness, their romus, that is filled with hod kodesh, with the splendor of holiness, v'gdulat ziv elyon, and the greatness of the divine splendor. Mistaglim anu behem v'al yadam l'chiyot chem, we are accustomed through them to live a life, ein sofim, eternal life. Gam b'mizgartam shel zmanu makom, we are living eternity within time and within space. We are living in a non-spatial, non-time-bound reality within space and within time. Gam betoch mu'aka shel chomer achur v'ruach keha, even in this mu'aka. Mu'aka means this distress of the unclear, impure material, and this darkened spirit. Still, we have this eternal life within us. V'ilu atzar adam aleinu shelo nutzi el hapoel et harchavat havayatenu shelo nisagnen et chayinu al pi hamamad hanafshi hapnimi shelanu shehem inam kol hapratim v'hakalim shel hachukim v'hagdirim v'hasiyagim hadvekim banu dvekut shel chayim amukim umlaim az hinu motzim atzmenu chashuchim v'umlalim מרן הרב פה אומר דברים כל כך נפלאים, כי האדם הרגיל חושב שכל הגדרים וכל הסייגים והרבני החכמים אמרו כך, אבל זה אסור, וזה אסור, וזה צריך להיזהר. איזה חיים חשוכים יש לנו, איזה קושי, we have such a difficult life. אומר מרן הרב, כמו שאומרים היום, הפוך על הפוך, it's the opposite. What a miserable dark life we would live if it would not be styled after the all with all of the fences, all of the many, many laws that we have, we'd be unfortunately living in darkness, a fensternish. Vumlalim shebumlalim ematam, shem tumtam libam, ad beli lakir et haemet hagdola hazot. Nebuch shebenebuch. Nebuch is a word that can't be translated. How unfortunate, of unfortunate, are those people that their heart is so sealed off and they don't recognize this great truth of how dark one's life is without all of the amazing laws that guide us. Umakira hem hem amusharim. Those who recognize it are the ones who are happy. Hachaim chayei emet. V'hamatimim lemakol nishmatam v'amitat yeshutam. That live a life of truth that is fitting with the source of their soul and the truth of their essence. V'atai yididi, and you, my friend. Asher baruch Hashem b'toch ha'machane ha'teura hazot. מאושרת חיים היית והנחה, אתה תסבול מקוצר רוח. You have a lack of patience. You are anxious. You are nervous. You are in this pure camp. You're in the camp of the Shem Bei Torah Umitzvahs. How incredibly fortunate are you. לא מחמדי, לך שמחה וגילה, לך שמחה וגילה יעתה. No, my beloved, for you, joy and happiness are fitting. וכולנו נשמח ונגיל ונחלה שפרה עלינו. השם אמנת חלקי וחוסי, אתה תומך גרלי. ואומה שכל כך ניצחה את שתי הרוח, שכל כך הבליטה את חותמה המוסרי והצליה להמון גויים רבים, ושאחרי בלותה כבימי נאורים, המתחלת היא לפרוח ולצמוח מחדש על ארצה מלאתי הפלאות. בניה המצוינים הם מכירי הודה ומחיי רוחה, האם יהיו מתנודדים וקצרי רוח? God is my portion, God is my cup. You support my goal, my role, my fate. We should be filled with joy. We have God with us, a nation that has so vanquished, overcome these negative spirits, that so emphasized its ethical impact and the noble impact it made on so many nations. And now it's coming back to life. Acharei biloti haita li etna, referring to the pasuk by Sarimi. Now, we're coming back to life. We're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. How incredible is that? People in that nation, Am Yisrael, should be of a short spirit. Lo avi. רבבות פעמים לא, רנו ליעקב שמחה וצהלו בראש הגויים. He quotes a pasuk here, just to be joyful. That is our job, based on Jeremiah 31:6. No, my beloved, you should not be anxious. Tens of thousands of times, no. ויממו קצר למרחבי הגוף הנשמה עם גודל הכאב הלבון העולם המחשכב על הכל אור חדוות השם ומסוס תקוות ישעור הולך ומתגבר. And if you have great pain and the insult of the world, meaning how terrible things look in the world, and all the darkness in the world, and everything is the light of the joy of God and the happiness of the hope of his salvation, which is getting stronger and stronger. I'm saying you're living now, living in the year 2022, Leminyanam, Tof Shin Pei Beis. And you think to yourself, wow, does the world look dark? There's a horrific war going on in Ethiopia. People aren't even talking about it. So many people being killed on both sides. There's a horrific war in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine. So many people being killed. In America, the matzah with the kalkala, with the inflation, with the economy, with all the woke stuff, all the woke nonsense. all the shootings, all the killings, all the crime, all the drugs, all the depression, all the suicide. 123 suicides a day approximately in the United States of America, approximately. That was the statistic a while back, not so long ago. So much darkness in the world. If the Rav were alive today, he would say no. No, no, look at the good. Look at how Eretz Yisrael has come to life. The other day I was in Modi'in. Modi'in used to not exist. It used to just be empty land. And now it's a beautiful built-up city. Where I live in Eretz Yisrael, in this little village called Givat Zev, where I lived 15 years ago was sand. And now it's mamish. Thousands and thousands of people live here. Buildings and buildings keep going up more and more. Stores, people, transportation, all day long, buses here, buses coming, going. Almost everybody here has a car. I walk down the street, I see a car parked out of everyone's house. Beautiful homes, Baruch Hashem. And we're not, this is not a rich Chiloni neighborhood. It's not Tzfon Tel Aviv, it's not North Tel Aviv. You know, it's a Charedi neighborhood. Baruch Hashem, people are living nicely. Baruch Hashem, Avrechim, people in Kolel. But you see, people have food, people are dressed. Look at the light of God, be happy. You're part of Klal Yisrael. You're keeping Torah mitzvahs. Are things perfect? No. But they're good. And they're getting better and better and better. And we're so close to the Geula. I love the Rav. The Rav, Mamish, so he's so optimistic. וכשאנחנו מצטערים בכלל על חיסרון שלמות, האם זה אותו מופת שלנו צפויי שלמות? If we have tsar on the lack of shlemus, that means we want shlemus. Isn't that great? Like the Rav says about Averus. The fact that you have tsar and Averus means that you care. That's amazing. ואם נסתרים מהם השפלים איננו קרועים, מיום הקיגיון למסמך האמנות את הרחמנן. We don't know what God's paths are, but we are called from the depths of knowledge, of logic, to rely on the faith of God. כי כל מעבדו יקשוט, based on the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 34, and Shmini Rabba and Perek Parshikim. All of God's acts are true. אשרי כל חוכי לו, fortunate is anyone who waits for him. ורוח האדם השואף למלחבי עולם, היש לפניו מסילה אחרת כי מותו המלחב, שאין לו באמת כל צער, מיצר ומועקה, הצפייה לחסד עליון ולגבורה של מעלה, הפרוש כשפריר שחקים על כל היקום, ומגוון בשלל צבעים, לוקחי לב על כל חיי אומה מיוחדת, אשר השם מנת גורלה מראשית ועד אחרית, לא לצערנו נברא ים היופי כי אם לעדנינו ולרוממנו, ולשום אותו עם כל המון גלב מכון למסע של טיול יופי יותר נערץ ונשגב ממנו. ממש, the translation destroys the Rav's words. It's just unbelievable, the beauty, the poetry of the Rav. And the spirit of man that strives for the expansive world, is there another path, rather that wide path, that has no distress in it, no narrowness, the hope for the divine chesed, and the divine strength that is spread out over all of the universe in many, many different colors that take the heart and all of these lives of the special nation that God is its portion from beginning to end. Not to cause us anguish, this beautiful world was created, rather to exalt us and to put us in this tiyul, in this trip, in this fantastic trip, tour, for the most elevated, sublime beauty. That our free soul is always going high, flying. We want to fly. That's what God gave us, a world that we could fly. And you know when you have a world you can fly? לפי הגודל של הסתגלותנו לחיים הרחבים של החוקים, השיגים, וגדרים, עם כל המון המחשבות והרגשות התלויים בהם. And you know what? You know when you fly? When you keep the laws. When you're able to control yourself. And I see this today in our world. It's mamish pachat pchodim. People who have no gedarim. In other words, they grow up and they see pleasures in the world. And that's for them to get. You know, try to do it legally if you can. But the important thing is to get those pleasures. So you see good food. The goal is one day to be able to eat it. If not today, then tomorrow. You see a beautiful woman. Well, she's for you. You see a beautiful house, a car. Everything, it's all for the world is for you. Just go get it. Look at whatever you want. Say whatever you want. Go wherever you want. The important thing is to capture, to get what you need, to just get more stuff. That's the world we live in. Come the Gedarim, come the Siyagim, say, oh, you won't really want to live? Control yourself. Control, put a fence. No, No, not every girl is to look at. No, it's not so. No girls are to, you're not, they're not here for you to look at. They're here in this world because they have a tafkid, they have a tachlis. They have a tachlis. But their tachlis is not for you to look at them. Your tachlis is for you not to look at them. One day they'll get married and their husband can look at them. That's great. Their children can look at them. Their female friends can look at them. But not you. Not you. You see all this delicious food? It's for you to eat. But only what you need to keep you going, to keep you healthy, show your life a little bit. I'm not saying to be an ascetic. Most people aren't that much rega. But you don't eat everything. You don't drink everything. You don't have to go on every vacation. You don't have to buy this house and that cruise and this watch and that watch and this jewelry. No. See, put fences for yourself. Put fences. Yeah, Chol of Yisrael. Okay, it's hard sometimes. It's such good ice cream that's not Chol of Yisrael. It's a siyag. It's a gather. Oh, we don't drink with the Gentiles. We don't party with the Gentiles. A siyag. And then we're able to connect. Our souls are able to fly. Because we're not bound. We're not in the prison of our bodies, which just wants more pleasure. וזה וזה עולה בידינו המלאכה מחממת מתוך עצמותם של החיים נובעתי. אותם חיים עליונים והטבעים כל כך לנו, למזגנו, לתולדתנו, לרוחנו, לעברנו, לעתידנו. ואשר רק מפני תגרת יד הגלות הולכים הם נכשלים, נחלשים ונמקים. What's our life? What's the true Jewish life? The true Jewish life is the spiritual life. The chaim elyonim, which is so natural for us, for our history, for our spirit, for our past, for our future. And it's only because the horrible gullus that we become so weak, we're rotting. We want to bring it back to life, to strength. Through education, through literature. Al yidei avodat tziburit v'yichidit, through the avoda of the community and the individual. Al yidei kachat mikol pina ve'ever at hatov ha'yafeh ha'emet v'amuil, taking from every corner the good, the beautiful, the true, the effective. V'latat b'ganenu, and to plant it in our garden. You can look in the world, see something good, let's take it for ourselves, let's Judaize it. See a good niggun, some would say. Take the niggun, and instead of Simon and Garfunkel's words, put the words of one of the Rishonim. That's what some would say. Bring it to Judaism. V'alidei al-chavat bituyenu v'ashpat ruchenu al achugim kulam, hakrovim v'aruchukim, v'tochu mi'al l'gvul Yisrael. And also by expanding our expression and our influence of our spirit on those, on all of the groups that are close, that are far, with and without cloud, and outside of Klal Yisrael. How beautiful is a life of work, of avoda, that it's filled with value. Yeah, we're supposed to work, we're supposed to live in the world, and we're supposed to sanctify it. Blessed is anybody who supports this, who adds life to it. ועיניכם תראנה ואתם תרום יגדל השם מעל לגבול ישראל. פסוק במלאכי א' ה'. And your eyes will see, and you are going to say, great is God from above the portion of Israel. And now the Rav gets down to Lemaisa. Hatzal dvar atpasat ma'amri bekovetz miyuchad mikubelet etzli. You want to publish my ma'amarim in a special book? I accept. U'mayakar haya li im yimtza koach shiyekabel alav hotzaat hadfus. And how precious it would be for me if you can find somebody who'll pay for it. Ve'inu mechinim ha'adei azra rachonit kiz Rav Kook. Rav Kook, I had a lot of money. Every penny he got, he gave away. That's what he did. Got it, gave it away. Got it, gave it away. How did he get it? Because people gave him, you know, people gave him to give to other people. He was collecting for other people. It wasn't for him. I'm sure. the barest minimum. They started giving his wife his salary because by the time, from the time he got his salary till the time he came home, it was lo nishar sara dupalit. Nothing was left of it. He'd already given it away to Tzedakah. So his own money doesn't have. על-ידי עזרה רוחנית קיבוץ של כל מה שנתפס את כל וחלק גבול משמעת הקווים מהוספות תיקונים מלאים. That'll be awesome. If you could just print everything we have until now, הרחבות ובעוד קצרות, ואם זה עבודתי בעין יעקב, צריכה לי להרחבת הדעת, אני אעבוד על עניין כבוד, שזה זה אין היה, אני הרחב הסדס, ועוד עבודות נכבדות שקורות בדעתי, I have a lot of very honorable עבודות that are in my mind, כמו ספר דעות כללי, I want to write a book of deus, a general השקפה, ספר כללים, ואומרים לכם מיני תורה, מעשים מוניים, ועוד כמה מחשבות שיהיו ראויות לצאת אל הפועל, אם היה לי מוצא לכסף, באופן מזה שהייתי יכול לשחרר עצמי עבודת הרבנות. Wow, you hear what the Rav is saying? It's unbelievable. It's just, I have so many ideas to write, if I can just stop being a Rav over here, because I don't have 5 minutes, 3 minutes, you know what I mean? I have so much tirdus, you know, in the rabbanut. So if I could be free from that, I could just write. ולהקדיש זמן לעבודת הרוח, because being in the rabbanut is עבודה מעשית. He has to be involved with so much askanus. And the Rav wants to be involved with the spirit. It was so hard for him, but he did it anyway. He did it for Klal Yisrael. It was so hard to contract himself to the physical world. הספרות לתי עתי לכל סייפיה, אבל האפשר שתקווה זו יבוא, השם יודע. Who knows? Maybe I'll be צריך. ואני תפילה יחננו השם בתבוא שאלתי, ותרגל זכות הידי זקים, ידידי היקרים, כבוד חביבי וידידנו, הרב לבנברג שליטה, אשר את ראש שלמה באהבת אמת. Who is this Rabbi Levenberg Shlita, this good friend of Rav Kook? Who he seeks out his peace. Rabbi Yehuda Heschel HaLevi Levenberg was born on the 17th of December, the 29th of Kislev, in the year 1884, and he was Nifter on the 13th of Shvat, 5698. January 15th, either 38 or 39. He was a Torah pioneer, worked to recreate the European Jewish community on the shores of America. He also strengthened Shechita. He was born in Filton Courland and attended the nearby yeshiva at Malch, studying under the direction of a certain Rav Spira. 1 year after his bar mitzvah, he was sent to Slabotka. He was mushba by Rav Nosson Svi Finkel. He got his smicha following his marriage in 1904 from Rav Zev Wolf Avreich and Rav Aaron Balkin, and continued learning in Kollel. In 1910, Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rosh Yeshiva Slabotka, dispatched Rabbi Levenberg to the U.S., to raise funds for the yeshiva. He chose to remain in America. He became a pulpit rabbi in Jersey City, New Jersey. After devoting 7 years to the communal service of Jews of Jersey City, he accepted a position at the congregation Beis HaMedrash HaGadol B'nei Yisrael, the largest Orthodox shul in New Haven at that time. For the next 17 years, Rav Levenberg served the Jews of New Haven, raising funds for charitable institutions and working for numerous communal concerns, advocating the formation of a Jewish communal council. Rav Levenberg was at the forefront of organizing the New Haven's first Vara'ir. He was a darshan. He was invited by communities throughout Connecticut and abroad to address the organizations and congregations. In 1920, 3 years after arriving in New Haven, a consortium of Orthodox synagogues appointed him a Rav HaKoil, a chief community rabbi. In his capacity as chief rabbi, he was no longer associated with any particular shul and would speak each week on a rotating basis at a different shul in the community. This is all written by Dr. Yitzchok Levine. He writes great historical articles. So he would speak on a rotating basis in each shul. Each shul would be packed an hour before the drasha began. In 23, Rav Levenberg founded the Beis Medrash LeRabbonim, also known as the New Haven College of Talmud, later called the Orthodox Rabbinical Seminary. It was the first yeshiva in America completely patterned after the European yeshivas. Rav Levenberg's goal was to build a yeshiva whose principles would follow the Velojin or Derech of Torah Lishma and Musar, like Slobotka. His Rosh Yeshiva was Rav Moshe Don Scheinkopf, a brilliant scholar who later became Rav in Waterbury. In keeping with the yeshiva's identification as Musar Yeshiva, he brought a Mashgiach, Rav Sheftel Kramer from Slotsk. The yeshiva was also concerned with the overall development of its students, providing the opportunity to learn English and training them to become spiritual leaders with the ability to inspire and lead the next generation. The yeshiva grew in size and prestige, with an enrollment ultimately exceeding 100 Talmidim. Prominent Talmidim include Rav Shachman Zon, Rav Nochem David Herman, the son of Rav Yaakov Yosef from North of Wales, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, wow, Rav Menachem Tzvi Eichenstein, Rav Sender Lynchner, who later became famous, Boystown and Beit Vegan in Yerushalayim, Rav Baruch Kaplan, After many years of distinguished service, Rav Levenberg departed from New Haven in 29 for a rabbinic position in Cleveland. One of his first tasks was to reestablish the New Haven Yeshiva in Cleveland, which he hoped to accomplish with the assistance of Rav Sheftel Kramer, who agreed to join him in the Midwest. The yeshiva was almost immediately enhanced with the arrival of Kramer's son-in-law, Rav Ruderman. Wow. We joined the faculty. I know Sheftel is the great-grandson. We joined the faculty in 1930. Shortly thereafter, however, controversy erupted among the faculty regarding the division of administrative powers. Following 2 years of continuous bickering, Rav Lazar Silver was called in to negotiate a settlement. Rav Silver recommended that Rav Kramer be given control of the day-to-day administrative functions. Rav Ruderman should teach the highest Gemara shiur, test the students. Rav Levenberg should be Mashkiach Ruchni. Despite Rav Ruderman's departure in Yeshiva in 33, the school successfully graduated dozens of students before closing in 38. Following the death of Rav Levenberg, the dispute involving the yeshiva was only part of a decade of continuous struggle and personal turmoil Levin came to experience in Cleveland. As a rabbi of a collection of Cleveland congregation, he was eager to improve the standards of kashrus for sheikhtim, for butchers, but this matter involved him in another unpleasant controversy. Cleveland rabbin at the time was split into two factions, the Misrata Rabbanim, the Rabbinical Council of Cleveland, and Rav Levenberg, who were a representative consortium of Orthodox synagogues. The Misrata Rabbanim charged that Rav Levenberg was violating their authority and claimed that he sold the property financially from the supervision service. The quarrel became sufficiently divisive that the Agudas Rabbanim was asked to intervene and settle the matter. A delegation of three notable rabbis, Rabbi Graubart of Toronto, famous Shuva Sefer, Rabbi Israel Rosenberg of New York, famous, was I think the OU, Rabbi Israel Rosenberg, and Rav Tzvi Hirsch Cohen of Montreal was sent in to mediate the dispute. The Agudas Rabbanim representatives recommended all local Orthodox shuls join into one cohesive federation that all rabbis united in an effort to improve the kashrus standards. Rav Levenberg's fortune turned worse when evidence of the racketeering among kosher meat dealers was exposed. Though not responsible for the legal behavior of the meat dealers, Rav Levenberg became embroiled in an ugly battle of greed, slander, and extortion, Rachmana Litzlan. Following the bombing of the Danches poultry market in Cleveland, Rav Levenberg was mistakenly arrested by the authorities and held for a day before being released. There's an article which was written in the 1933 January 26 Jewish Daily Bulletin. It reads as follows. I love reading these old articles from, almost 90 years ago. The bombing of the Danches poultry market and racketeering war against kosher butcher shops last week led to the arrest of Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg, dean of the Cleveland Yeshiva. Rav Levenberg was arrested at 3 a.m. and held in custody all day before his release. The arrest of the rabbi led to a mass meeting of protests attended by 2,500 people and resulted in an apology from the director of public safety, Frank J. Merrick. Director Frank Merrick declared, "There has been evidence of a racketeering among kosher meat dealers. The police are doing everything in their power to break it up. After the bombing of the Danches place, we had to work fast on any tips we could get. The police did not mean to insult the rabbi, and we are sorry to have caused any unpleasantness. If we seem to have acted hastily, it was because of the emergency." The charges against Rabbi Levenberg were dismissed by the police. The Federation of Orthodox Congregations maintains that the incident arose during Rabbi Levenberg's exercise of his duties in the interest of kashrus and had no connection with the racketeering that had been prevailing. In some shops, it was said profiteers were charging the sheikhtim fee after killing the chickens themselves, and in some instances, hiring colored help for the killing. In other words, black people doing shechita. In an agreement with the Association of Shochtim, a community of rabbis succeeded in writing the condition, except in the case of the Danches poultry market. Please question the rabbi after Danches. The proprietor of the shop reported that the rabbi had called on him the week before, demanding that the fowl be killed by a registered sheichet. Rav Levenberg reportedly became ill and severely depressed from the experience. He died in Brooklyn on January 15th, 1938, buried in New Haven, survived by his wife, 4 daughters, and 3 sons. According to his wiki page on his yeshiva, you know who else was on the faculty? Rav Moshe was there for a short time, which is just incredible. Have Rav Moshe. And Rabbi Belkin, Dr. Belkin. So this is when I was still in Connecticut. He had a son, Rav Tzvi Levenberg, who married a daughter of Moshe Shatzkis, famous Rav Moshe Shatzkis. This Rav Tzvi was one of the Shivas Chaim Berlin. He passed away 57-77. His son, named Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg, is the author of the Yomrei Chaim and lives in Lakewood. I have to tell you that this Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg is mamish, a Talmud Chacham, otzum v'nifla ad ma'id, saying his Yomrei Chaim, he has had so many different topics, and kotshim, and sechtes, and I'd say for a mitzvahs, mamish gevaldik, this Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg. He's amazing, amazing. He should live a long life. He's probably not such a young man anymore. But incredible. He didn't die so long ago. Rav Tzvi Levenberg was Nifter in 5777. Not that long ago. And Rav Yeshua Heschel's other son, Samuel Levenberg, was a rabbi in New Haven for many years. Subsequently in Wheeling, West Virginia, Kalamazoo, Michigan, these are bastions of Torah, and retired from the pulpit outside of Buffalo, New York. Wow, so that's a really fascinating. This is Rav Cook's friend. Right? That's how we got onto it, because Rav Cook wishes him regards. I'm assuming that as part of his fundraising efforts, he also helped the Rav Givaldic. Anyway, where did we started with the Rav's letter? Right, how did we get here? Anyway. So he's writing this letter. I think Rav Zadel's in America this time, so he's sending regards to Rabbi Levenberg. And then he concludes, Hineni Muchach Lekatzer, Voimer Shalom Rav, Vasvis Bracha Kenavshcha Yikar, Venevish Titcha Neman, Mitzapa, Ashucha Petufcha Kol Ayomim. I have to keep it short. I say great peace, lots of brachas, as is your precious will. And I am a faithful friend, and I very much hope for the goodness in your life, that everything should go well, all of the days. And he signs his name, Hakatan, and then he writes his name. Beautiful, beautiful letter. Wow. Okay, so I'm really happy we were able to learn this together. And we have so much more to do, so much more to say, so much more to talk about. And he's in Yanim, Chukim, Mishpatim. You see also the Rav, he just wanted to devote himself to Nyanei Ruach. What could he do? He needed to be Rav. First of all, they needed him to be Rav. I'm sure he needed the Parnasa, right? He needed to eat. He wasn't living on much, but he needed something, right? Just to learn all day. Who's going to support him? Today, you know, if there was a Rav like Rav Kook, he would have 100 big virim, you know, in the more modern Orthodox world, the more Tzioni world, it would love nothing better than to give Rav Kook full support. But back then, they didn't have these the type of virim walking around, I guess. And he had to stay in the Rabbanut. And he couldn't devote himself to just writing. He had so much he wanted to write. He wrote so much, but there was so much more. Oh, Mamish, it's an irreplaceable loss. Irreplaceable. Okay, but the way we're going to try somehow to make up a little bit for it is to keep learning his Torah together. And I thank you, sweetest and most beloved friends, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.